All around and round. Riddle, I'm the coolest cat that you ever found. Real music right out of the swirl and all. You could say that I was having a ball. Wanna hear the latest, then you just ask me, and I'll soon play it, just you listen and see, cause I got time, I got the time to lose, but, oh man, I got the DJ blues. Let's spin it, huh? Sitting in my studio, was spinning away. Well, everybody tells me I'm an ace DJ. Spinning popper records all around and round. Well, I'm the coolest cat that you ever found. Well, I think I'll catch a train and get away from it all. Cause much more of this will drive me right up the wall. Like, let's play an LP.
Good evening, folks. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, and I got my special guest.
Hi.
Dick Blackburn, and for those who are regular listeners, they've heard him on the show in the past a couple times,
two times,
yeah. maybe three. And he's here spinning his rare non-American rock and roll music.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it would be fun to play some. I mean, nobody's going to say that America isn't the greatest rock and roll country ever, but there's so much that has come out of other countries that is really, really good that we seldom get a chance to hear it. So tonight I'm going to be spinning all kinds of stuff that isn't Yank music, and I'm not going to spend any Canadian stuff because I just figure that's not to insult the Canadians, but American North, they just had so much great rockabilly, rock and roll, and instrumentals that it's almost a separate show. So we're going to just go all over the globe, and we started off today. The first thing was sort of like a little tribute to Angel Baby here with the DJ Blues. Give us a little pat on the back. And after that, and that's from New Zealand by a guy called Red Hewitt and the Buccaneers from 1960 out of New Zealand. He made a lot of records, and this was one of the original ones. Of course, a lot of the bands in, say, New Zealand, Australia, and England at the dawn of rock and roll were covering American hits. But they also came out with some unique ones of their own, and that's what we're going to be featuring as well as covers. Anyway, the second thing we listened to was another Angel Baby favorite because it's Ghost Riders in the Sky, one of her favorite instrumentals.
Yeah.
And this is in Spanish as Jinetes or Jinetes en el Cielo by Los Babies. And,
do you know when that was recorded?
I believe that was 60s? Recorded around early 60s, like 63. The Lost Babies had a long career, went into the 70s, and from what I've heard, they got worse as they went on. In other words, they just got this like kind of sappy, kind of sunshine, psychedelia junk that came out. But in the beginning, they were echoplexed out of their bird, as obvious on this record. I don't think there's any treatment of it quite as wacky, with the exception of a record that I one day will come in and play for you, the Tijuana Brats, instead of the Tijuana Brass, doing Ghost Riders in the Sky, which is pretty flip too. So that'll be a surprise when I dig that one out. But anyway, after that, somebody called Ace out of England did a song called Speed Freak. This refers to your driving, Angel Baby. So, and that I meant to have the Cliff Richard. There was a great Cliff Richard cut that only came out in America. It didn't come out in England. And Cliff Richard being the big sort of rival to, not even rival, but their Elvis in the early days of rock and roll over in England. And with the Shadows, that was his backing group, and they did a lot of instrumentals. Anyway, I was supposed to get this, but it has not arrived. So instead, this guy Ace, whoever he is, did this wacky Speed Freak. And now I'm going to go into some English stuff from the very beginning. One of the best of the early English rockers was a guy called Billy Fury. All these English guys were given these names like Wild Little Willie and Billy Fury and Cuddly Dudley and these silly names that they apparently didn't like very much. But Billy Fury was one of the better ones. And there was a guy called Joe Brown, and with his band Joe Brown and the Bruvers, that South London pronunciation of brothers with B-R-U-V-V-E-R-S, he was a great rockabilly guitarist, and he never cut anything as good to me as this track, which was on the B-side, actually, of a big hit. And this is called Turn My Back on You, and the vocalist is Billy Fury and lead guitar by Joe Brown.
All right, so again, folks, you're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dick Blackburn here at Lost in Paradise every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. As well, you can listen anytime to the archive shows. If there's something you really like and you want to hear it again, or if you just missed part of the show, please check out the archives. And so here we go with more of Dick Blackburn's non-American rock and roll music here at Lost in Paradise.
Well, here I come along and I'm not coming to you. Making up with someone I knew. I thought she was my baby, and I took her to love my truth. But They look up along and find making love with someone new. You're on a honky-tonk places on the side of town. All you wanna do is knock a man's heart down. And I thought that she was my baby, and then I took her to love and true. And then I come along and find making love with someone new. Well, the tears were flowing from my eyes. Ooh, wee, baby, was surprised. I love you with all of my heart. I guess what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna swing around the horn, I'm gonna turn on my back on you. I'll swing around. A million hearts, you won't break mine. Not now or any other time. I thought you was my baby, and then I took it to love my true. But then there comes along a fight to make a love with someone new. Well, the tears were flowing from my eyes. Ooh, baby, was surprised. I love you with all of my heart, and now it's broken up a love heart. Bye bye, baby. I guess the one I'm gonna do, I'm gonna swing around the horn and go to turn on my back on you. Well, I'm gonna turn my back on you, I'm gonna turn my back on you, I'm gonna swing around the horn and go to turn my back on you. Well, I'm gonna turn my back on you, I'm gonna turn my back on you, I'm gonna swing around the horn and go to turn my back on you.
Baby, won't you walk with me? Woo, baby! baby, won't you walk with me? Chance before you try a new romance. Come on, baby, won't you walk with me? Come on, baby.
Cousin to a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead. Yeah? No, go ahead and back announce.
Okay. Well, what we had there was the snobs on English Decca, and I started off with the earlier stuff and wound up with the later stuff. And these guys have to be seen to be believed. They're all, like, dressed up in 18th century garb with periwigs, like judges and stuff. Maybe they took their cue from Paul Revere and the Raiders. I don't know. But that one right there was Buckle Shoe Stomp. That was on the, British Decca label. And, in fact, most of these were on British Decca. It just happened to be that they are, because the British had Parlophone, they had Pi, they had many other records, but these ones that I brought, the majority of them were on the British Decca. The one preceding that was, for those of you who enjoy Neil Sedaka, this is the Neil Sedaka song, I Go Ape by the Rocking Vickers. Let's send that out to Tom Vickers. Anyway, I Go Ape, the interesting thing about that was they're not the only British group to cover that Neil Sedaka song. Another guy called Wee Willie Harris did it on the Charlie Parker label. I wonder what Yardbird Parker would have thought of that, but they seem to like that song. And pretty cool song, anyway. Before that, Jerry Hart and the Heartbeats, Come On Baby, and that was also on British Decca. I don't know anything about Jerry Hart and the Heartbeats. As far as I know, that's a one-off. And showing that, a lot of people said, the English in the early days of rock and roll, they're thinking of Laurie London on these guys and then Frank Ifield. These guys are wimps. And, hey, Jimmy Powell's no wimp. Sugar Babe with that scat singing and that Buster Brown thing with the harmonica. Who knows who listened to him? You like that one?
Yeah.
You know, Eric Burdon might have heard that. Who knows who listened to Jimmy Powell? And I don't know any the other record by the guy, but when I was briefly living in London, I get together with the rock and roll maniacs over there, and one of the favorite discussions was, what were the best British rock and roll records? And this was always high on the list, as was the first one I played, which is a great example of pure rockabilly. And once again, Billy Fury, Turn My Back on You. The A side of that was Halfway to Paradise, which actually was the hit, but the rock and roll fraternity liked the B side. And As Angel Baby previously announced, I think last time, one part of this show is going to be, and is coming up right now, a tribute to Joe Meek. Joe Meek was a fascinating British producer and really one of the first indie producers that England had, because unlike America, England was sort of in a stranglehold by the major labels, and it was very difficult for an independent producer to get his stuff played. Now, I just want to say that there's a great book out on Joe Meek. It's called The Legendary Joe Meek. And in this case, legendary, which is a really abused word, is not incorrect. I mean, it's he really is legendary. And the parallels between himself and Phil Spector, the American producer, are fascinating. And I recommend the book to anybody. After you listen to this, if you're interested, you can pursue it. The author is a fellow called, I don't know what his name, John Repash, R-E-P-A-C-H, Repash. Anyway, so to begin the Joe Meek experience here, Meek started off, his first thing that he did, he's very famous for this, he also had his own wall of sound, like Phil Spector, but instead of moving the mic away from the instruments, he put them closer to the instruments, so instead of just like this mass sort of tapestry, you've got the individual sounds of the instruments on the records. And his first success was Humphrey Littleton, who was a jazz guy, a trumpeter. He actually produced the Humphrey Littleton record, and Humphrey Littleton hated the record until it outsold every other record Humphrey Littleton did. He started out basically after that with the teen sound, and of course we have dedicated many records here to Mr. Gene Scolotti. We're going to dedicate this one to Gene too. This
is
a cover.
Another teen record.
Yeah, yes, it is a teen record, and I got to say I find this record very charming, and I'm not a fan of teen records. But Johnny Ferguson did a song on MGM called Angela Jones, and Joe Meek went into the studio and covered it, and to my mind, improved on the song. I wish I had the MGM one to play back-to-back so you see what he did with it. But he made it lighter, and it's very catchy. It's just a very charming song. It's Angela Jones. It was released on his own label, which was a very short-lived label called Triumph. And so we're going to start off the Joe Meek set with Angela Jones.
Okay, just one more time. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby and Dick Blackburn here at Lost in Paradise. Oh, I'm sorry, here at killradio.org. Next up with Dick Blackburn's Joe Meek tribute set. And please stay tuned for the rest of the show, as well as if you miss anything, if you're just tuning in, you can check out the archive uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. And next up, what's it again?
Angela Jones.
Angela Jones here at Lost in Paradise.
I'll meet you at your locker when the school's dismissed. I'll carry your books home if you'll just give me one little do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Angela Jones, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Angela Jones. You know I love you, darling, more than I do life. Someday I'll get a preacher and let him make us man and a do-do-do, do-do-do.
I'm in love with you. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Put my mind at rest. Buy you the ring on every point. Tell you that I love you the best. Oh, baby, can't you see? Now this love was a man to me. Give me the time and I'll make it mine. Oh, baby, I'm in love with you.
be the best. Oh, baby, can't you see? This love wasn't meant to be. Give me the time while I make you mine. Oh, baby, I'm in love with you.
Stars, you play your guitars just like Eddie.
folks. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org with my special guest, Dick Blackburn, spinning his rare non-American rock and roll 45s and whatnot. And we're tuned into his special Joe Meek tribute.
Yeah, that's the Joe Meek tribute, all right. And this was the Thunderbolts on the Dot record label doing Lost Planet. This, interestingly enough, was never released in the UK, never released in England, just came out on Dot here. And, of course, Joe Meek's most famous record, if people know him at all today, they know him as the producer of Telstar by the Tornadoes. And he tried to recapture the success. I mean, that was number one in England, number one in America for weeks. 1962 was a huge, huge hit. And he never, of course, equaled it. And one of the interesting things about Joe Meek was he was tone deaf. And he would try to tell the Tornadoes, he'd get an idea for a melody, he'd try to sing it to them, and they would just break up laughing because he was so terrible. His voice was awful, and he had this horrible temper. He started throwing electric razors at them and stuff. He was just out of his bird. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy is something else, but he was... probably of all producers that I can think of, the most varied. I mean, going from the teen stuff into like instrumentals, into like flat out rock and roll, and I'll back announce some of these that we just heard, and then into freak beat and 60s stuff, and producing just about the greatest freak beat record I think England ever produced. So his range was extraordinary for somebody so completely disturbed. Anyhow, I mean, he killed himself and his landlady with a shotgun, and you know, it was a suicide. Anyway, that's all in the book. I wish we had more time; we could do more on Meek. We heard before that Meek was a big fan of Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent, and this song that we heard before was by Heinz. Heinz Burt was the German bass player for the Tornadoes, and Meek, who is gay, was in love with him, and he wanted to make him a star in his own right. So this was the one of the better things he did, just like Eddie. It was referring to Eddie Cochran, and it was a pretty decent record. Before that one, we heard another Meek discovery, Screamin' Lord Sutch, who did lots of records for Joe Meek, and Meek was fascinated by the weird and the horrific and psychic.